Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Sprague. The woman charged with a three-decade-old cold case murder of two elderly residents at a Missoula care center is scheduled to make her first court appearance today. Nikki Dean Gardner is being charged with two counts of deliberate homicide in the 1990 case that is finally moving forward based on new DNA testing of original evidence collected at the time back in 1990. Investigators are tying Gardner with the deaths of Bertha Scott and Nancy Lagerquist, who were residents at Riverside Health Care Center, which is currently known as Riverside Health and Rehabilitation. That's on the east side of town. They say both women died from suspicious and violent circumstances, with Scott found deceased in May 1990 and Lagerquist the following month. At the time, the case was stalled because of a lack of forensic technology. It was only about that time that DNA was starting to be used in murder investigations, but the approach was limited to major cities like Seattle. Prosecutors say the investigators, which included Missoula police and the Missoula County Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit and retired federal investigators, were able to review previous autopsies and even exhumed one of the victims to collect DNA evidence. Authorities say the analysis places the likelihood of Gardner's DNA instead of an unknown person at levels they say reach into the tens of millions for one victim. Scientists also developed Y-chromosome DNA profiles from fingernail clippings collected from the other victim, with investigators saying that that shows the likelihood that the victim scratched her assailant. Gardner is being held on a $5 million bail. Missoula's Outdoor Water Park is kicking off its milestone season this week. Splash Montana opens for its 20th year on Friday, beginning its regular daily summer hours. To celebrate two decades of service, the park is hosting a week-long Splash Birthday Bash that'll start on July 12th, featuring games, tournaments, and scavenger hunts. Special late-night events, including family, teen, and adult nights, will also run throughout July. This is the Montana State News Network.